Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
I hope everything is okay with you. I should at least be at present. Me? Well, I've been having a pretty quiet time, Cappian. You know, just jumping around from here to there and back to here again. Well, so what? It's a living. But I am pleased to report that Myrtle and me is on very good terms again. And when I says good, I mean she has quit pestering me about getting hitched. Ah, we go to a movie now and then. We have a great big row every so often. You know, things like that. Ah, it's like old times. Leastways, it was like old times until the other week. Yeah, I thought everything in the garden was too kosher. Sooner or later, into each life some rain must fall. And in my case, it fell in spades. And bucket shit. Me and my buddy Red were sitting down at the ramp one morning, chewing over the flat, which was red, is a little on the thin side. We were talking about nothing in particular. It being a sort of a quiet time, you know.
Oh, boy, that food in that joint was really something, Red.
What's the name of it?
Jaime's Hamburger Hall. Boy, I tell you, Red, Michael was knocked out.
Somebody hit her?
With the food.
Somebody hit her with the food?
No, she liked the food.
Oh, high class, huh?
High class. I'll say it was high class. Hey, the napkins was real cloth. No paper napkins for Jaime's customers. And they give you a separate knife for the butter.
Gee, some place. I bet it was expensive.
No, on the contrary.
You mean it was expensive?
Yeah, very reasonable. Roast beef, roast potatoes, and mushrooms, or as Jaime's menu states, beef roti, palm spritz, and champignons.
They have boxing there, too?
Yeah. Boxing? What's that got to do with it?
You said champignons. What was he, lightweight champignon, heavyweight champignon?
Listen, stupid. Champignon is foreign for mushrooms. It's, French, I think. Something like that, anyways.
Jaime's French?
No. He just puts his menu in French. It looks nicer.
Yeah, but how does it taste?
I'm just telling you, ain't I? Hey, from now on, me and Michael's going there on all our dates. Best table in town.
But how is the food?
How what? What are you talking about? When I says table, I mean food. It's the same thing.
Table is the same as food?
Yeah, sure.
Well, if you take me in there, you order a table, I'll order food.
Yeah, I'll skip it.
Anyway, don't sound so hot. Not so good as the place I found yesterday. Way over the other side of town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a great joint.
Oh, Pete's Pizza Palace.
Pete's Pizza Palace?
Yeah.
What kind of handle is that?
It's as good as Jaime's Hamburger Hall.
I had a bite there the other day.
Nah, can't be as good as Jaime's Hamburger Hall. You see, Jaime's is always crowded. That's what Michael and me likes. You have to fight your way in.
Oh, so they do have a boxing match there.
Huh?
Yeah, you have a fight and a way in. That's what you said,
I do not know why I bother. Anyway, Red, Myrtle and me likes a crowded restaurant. You know, it's a slice of life. People. Hey, boy, it was so crowded that somebody dropped a calisot on the floor, and before you knew it, a waiter had a tablecloth over it, and eight people were sitting around. Oh, what's the use?
I'd like to open a restaurant, Chuck. I got a great name for it.
Yeah? Come on, let's hear it.
Yeah, Red's Beef Bar.
Red's Beef Bar. Now, that's no good.
Why?
Now, you see, you got to have a gimmick. Now, mind you, you opening a restaurant altogether is a gimmick in itself. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is, the other guy's got a gimmick, you know, like Jaime's Hamburger Hall, Pete's Pizza Palace, see? They all start with the same letter. You know, it's kind of catchy. Huh, huh, huh. And, Sure, Jaime's Hamburger Hall and Pete's Pizza Palace. Yeah, now you see, now Red's Beef Bar ain't got that. You're gonna have the same letter.
Oh. Hey, I got it.
Yeah?
How about Bed's Beef Bar?
Oh, forget it. Now, you sit the cab driving. That way you're gonna stay out of trouble.
Calling
Cap 19. Are you there, Jack? Oh, hi, Michael, baby. Yeah, I'm here. I've been here for the last couple hours. Ain't you got a fare for me?
Right not, honey. All that style's been sitting around too.
We ain't doing our nothing, Chuck.
Quiet, you big ape.
I called for two reasons, Chuck, baby.
Yeah, honey?
First of all, I want to thank you for taking me to such a swell place last night. It was an evening to remember.
Some evening. They give you tables for food?
What was that?
Nothing, honey. Tony Red intruding again.
I was not intruding. I just butted in, that's all.
Will you shut up? No. Not you, honey. Now, what was you saying, honey?
Oh, anyway, thanks a million, Chuck.
Think nothing of it, baby. Ain't nothing too good for my board. Michael.
Oh, brother.
Red Kowalski, if you do not shut your trap, I will send you back to your own cab.
No, don't do that, Chuck. I promise to be good.
What's going on there?
Nothing's okay, honey. Now, what was the other thing you was going to say?
Oh, well, that's a real surprise.
I like surprises. What is it?
We are invited out to dinner tonight.
We are? Hey, kid, that's great. And who's doing the inviting?
My mother.
Oh, that's nice. What?
That's right. She's inviting us over to her place for dinner.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
You see, honey,
Chuck Edwards, you ain't working tonight. That I know. So what other excuse you gonna cook up this time?
Nothing, Michael. No, honey. It's just that I got nothing to wear.
Nothing to wear? What kind of excuse is that?
The best I could do in the time.
What's that?
I said, what's the time?
Just after 11:30.
Shut up, Brad. No, honey, what I meant was, what time are we supposed to be around at your mother's?
Oh, 7:30, and we're to bring Red. Mother definitely said we should bring Red.
Gee, thanks, Michael. I'd be honorable to go.
Hear that, Chuck? Red's a gentleman.
Hear that, Chuck? Red's a gentleman.
Hear that, Chuck? All right, already. So I'm going. Hey, but honey, say, what's the occasion? It can't be her birthday. She had one a few weeks ago. Mind you, she looks old enough to have two birthdays a year.
What'd you say?
Honey, I said she can't have two birthdays a year.
No, it's not her birthday. She's having a special guest round.
Hear that, Chuck? Red's a gentleman.
Well, you shut up.
Well, it's like this, you see. For some time now, I've been worried about Mother.
With a mother like that, who could blame you?
I figured she was getting lonely.
Yeah, and I know why.
I'm getting old.
She'll never live to be as old as she looks.
So, I suggested she puts an ad in the papers in the personal column under a box number saying how she's a lonely widow and she'd like to meet a gentleman for companionship. That's all.
And that's all she'll get, too.
So she put the ad in and she got a reply. They never met, but they exchanged photographs.
And he's still coming to dinner?
So Mother thought it would be nice if we all joined him. You know, kind of break the ice.
We'll need a bulldozer.
So don't forget, 7:30, and you can pick me up at my place round 7.
Okay, honey. You know I'd do anything for you. Looks like I'm going to have to.
I gotta go now, Chuck. See you tonight.
Okay, Michael.
Bye, Red.
Bye, Michael. And thanks.
For what?
For calling me a gentleman.
How do you like that? I thought everything was going too smooth. The prospect of facing an evening with one of the original Oy Vey sisters didn't exactly grab me. But what could I do? Might was my girl, for better or for worse. Oh, boy, this is one of the worst things that could have happened. And then, to cap it all, I gotta make small talk with a stranger I ain't never seen before. Mind you, I could imagine what this joker was like if he seen a photograph of Michael's mother and was still coming to dinner. Yeah, she probably sent him a picture of her as Cottonfield Queen of 1902. Yeah, anyways, Red and me is sitting at the rag still, and there's a kind of heavy silence hanging over us. Me, because I am sunk into a deep gloom, and Red, because he is still gloating over the fact that in somebody's eyes, he is of high breed. High breed, yes. Suddenly, who should pass by but Murphy, the regular cop on the beat?
Well, now, if it isn't the two Hot Rod Kings in person. Top of the morning to you, boy.
Hi there, Pat. How's it going, huh?
Hi, Pat.
Well, no, it's going just fine. Just fine. I thought I'd take me constitutional, it being a lovely sunny morning.
Yeah, it's okay for some guys. Others have to work.
Well, no, you don't look exactly active yourself.
That's only because we ain't got no work.
Yeah, so what's new, Pat?
Well, now, to the casual onlooker, all is peaceful. But underneath, a veritable cauldron is bubbling. The ever-reaching tendrils of the police network are stretching out, out ever further out.
What's he talking about, Chuck?
So it's me.
So, you are on the lookout for someone, huh?
Well, no, you could put it that way.
Who is it?
Well, no, it just so happens that you two boys may be able to help us. A nasty character we're looking for. You see, he kills women, marries them first, but they're mostly for their money, and then does them in.
Gee, he could be dangerous.
Well, no, you could say that. Now, listen. If you see anyone that looks like him, let us know. You know where we live.
What does he look like?
Well, now, let me see. What did the sergeant say? Oh, yes, I've got it. Average height, dark complexion, clean-shaven, brown eyes. Oh, yes, and aged about 48.
Don't help us much.
Now, wait a minute. He's got a scar on his left ankle.
Oh, boy, that should help us a lot.
Yeah, all we got to do when we see this guy is pull his trousers up and his socks down.
Yeah, well, now, if I may give a word of advice here, gentlemen, before you do that, be very sure that it's the right guy.
Well, guys and dolls, personally, I hope we wouldn't come across this lady killer guy. This is a cookie I did not want to meet, no, sir. I mean, I ain't no coward, but... yeah, maybe I am a coward. Yeah, 7 o'clock that evening, I puts on a brave front, and me and Red picks up Myrtle at her apartment. In no time at all, unfortunately, we are on our way to our old broad's place. 10 minutes later, we arrive.
Yoo-hoo! Mother, we're here!
Don't I know it.
Well, hello there, you all. Come into the parlor. I've prepared some nice cherry punch.
And I forgot my vodka.
Come along now.
Here we go again.
Come along now. Well, how are you, Mr. Kowalski?
Oh, I'm fine, Lila Bell.
And you, Mr. Edwards?
Great.
Has your guest arrived yet?
No, but he'll be here at any moment. Oh, please, Mr. Kowalski, do sit down.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Now, who's for a punch?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
How about you all, Mr. Kowalski?
It's Red.
Well, of course it is. It's cherry punch.
And, Mother, you look really lovely. What a pretty dress.
Oh, it's nothing.
I know you look great, Mother. Doesn't she, Chuck?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure, great.
You like the dress, Chuck?
Yeah, but it's a little bright, ain't it?
Nonsense, why? Green, yellow, and purple are my colors.
Yeah, sure, but not at the same time.
Chuck?
Well, I think you look like $1,000,000.
Yeah, all green and crinkly.
Oh, my. I feel like a young girl again. Reminds me of my youth on Daddy's plantation. What with gentlemen callers and all. I showed you his photograph, didn't I, Myrtle?
Oh, yeah, he looks real homely.
Oh, I'm so excited I can't see straight.
She's been at the cherry punch again.
Now, I want this to be an informal evening. When he arrives, now just be yourself, act naturally. Just do whatever you do in your own home.
Oh, I get it. Act kind of casual.
That's right.
Yeah, act like we don't even know him. Like he's not even here. Like...
Oh, my heavens, that must be my guest. I'll go and let him in. I won't be a moment.
Chuck Edwards, will you behave yourself?
Huh? Me? I ain't said a word.
That's what I mean. Looks as if I'd have to rely on Red to keep the party going.
Yeah, you leave it to me, Michael.
Leave it to him? Red, are you crazy?
Well, now, everybody, I want you to meet my gentleman caller. This is Cedric.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi there.
The pleasure is all yours.
This is my daughter, Myrtle.
How do you do?
And this is her friend, Mr. Edwards. And this gentleman is Mr. Edwards' friend, Mr. Kowalski.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Well, do sit down, Cedric.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am.
Call me Lila Bell.
Oh, all right, Lila Bell.
Would you like a punch?
Pardon me?
A glass of cherry punch, Cedric.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't drink.
What?
Not a drop.
Only eat, huh?
Pardon me?
Don't mind us, Hendrick. Just act like we're not here. That's what we're doing, acting like we're not here. Well, that's not what I mean. No, what I mean is, this is definitely informal. We're all acting very natural-like. What I mean...
Cedric, I know so little about you. Tell me where you live and what you do and so on.
Oh, I don't want to bore you.
So don't tell us.
Please do, Cedric.
Well, I live here in New York. I've done for 20 years, but I was born in China.
China yet?
It's funny. You don't look Chinese.
Well, not everyone born in China is Chinese.
Really? Oh, so much to learn. So little time.
How true. Well, go on, Cedric. Tell us what you do for a living.
To keep books for a big company.
Oh, they got no room, huh?
Pardon me?
Oh, well, you said you keep somebody's books for them. Where'd you keep them?
Cedric, would you like to see over my little home? It's not much, but it's quite comfortable.
Thank you, Lila Bell. I'd be honored.
And then we'll all sit down to dinner. Myrtle, would you like to keep me company? After all, I do need a chaperone.
Okay, Mother. Would you two gentlemen excuse me?
Why? What'd you do?
Pipe down, Red.
Won't be a moment.
Myrtle?
Mommy, Mother!
Oh, boy. Fine evening this turned out to be.
Oh, I don't know, Chuck. Seems a nice guy.
Yeah, sure.
Only one thing I don't like. His eyes.
Huh? What's the matter with him?
They're too close together. And his eyebrows meet. Eyebrows meet.
Yeah. I noticed that. Eyebrows meet. Hey, another thing. Hey, Red, would you call him dark-skinned?
Kind of.
With brown eyes?
Kind of.
About average height and around 48 years of age?
Yeah, I guess I would. Kind of.
Oh, boy. And he answered Michael's mother's ad in the paper, and she's a lonely widow. Yeah, mind you, she ain't got no dough. But even killers make mistakes sometimes.
Killers?
That's it, Red Baby. That's it. I'll stake my last dollar. This guy, Cedric, is the wife murderer that Murphy told us about.
Gee.
There's only one thing will clinch it. The scar on the left ankle. Somehow, we gotta see the left ankle. Oh, don't ask me how.
How are we gonna see the left ankle, Chuck?
Now look, Red, you stay here. I'm gonna phone Murphy. Just put him wise, you know, nothing definite. Just tell him he might be the guy they're looking for. Now, when I get back, we'll think of something to get a gander at his left ankle.
Hey, you ain't gonna leave me here, are
you? Only while I phones the cops. It's safe, don't worry. Cedric don't suspect a thing. So I went out of the apartment and I phones to the Murphy. I tells him all I know and he says... Yeah, you're right. Well, now, it might just be the guy they want. Murphy says to keep him there until he shows up, and then he'll question him. So I goes back to the flat, and we all sits down to dinner. Dinner? Yeah, I use the word very loosely. Cedric is a quiet guy, and Red and me don't let on that we suspect anything.
Well, now, you all, make yourself comfortable in easy chairs and relax.
Mother, that was a great dinner.
Oh. It certainly was, Lila Bell. You cooked just like my mother used to.
Oh, Cedric, what a lovely thing to say.
Say, Cedric, that's a nice pair of socks you got on there. I was looking for a pair like that, just that shade. Could I perhaps have a little closer look, huh?
Why, certainly. They're just an ordinary pair of socks.
Oh, no, that is where you are wrong, Frederick. I can tell, layman that I am... that them socks is quality.
Well,
Why don't you take one off and show us? After all, we're all broad-minded here.
Oh, don't be silly, Mr. Kowalski. Of course he won't take his socks off.
Only one? The left one.
What?
Red, will you cut it out?
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we play a game?
Well, what kind of game?
Well, it's a game where we all got to pretend to be paddling in the sea. And we have to take our socks off and pull our trousers up in case we get wet.
Sounds a crazy kind of game to me.
And me.
We can play another game. Forfeits.
forfeits.
Yeah, yeah. We all have to act a kind of charade. And if nobody can get what it is, you have to remove an article of clothing.
Hey, it's a great idea, Red.
Remove our clothes? Well, really?
Nothing too much. Just shoes and socks, you know, things like that. And we have to roll our trousers up.
Oh, well, we can't play that game.
Oh, no, you just roll your... Yeah, I see what you mean.
Hey, Cedric, has you ever been an athlete?
Well, I did pole vault for my school. Why do you ask?
Oh, nothing, except I could have sworn you was a runner.
A runner?
Yeah, on account of you having such typical runner's legs.
Runner's legs?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Hey, Schmendlich, just take your shoes and socks off a minute. Let's see your athlete's feet.
Hey, what is all this with socks and shoes?
Nothing, Michael, nothing.
Well, I think I'll be getting along. It's quite late.
Oh, you're not going yet, Cedric.
Well, really, I ought to, you know. Work tomorrow, you know.
No, don't go yet, Cedric.
No,
it's early.
I really must. Goodbye, Lila Bell.
Chuck, what should we do?
Listen, Red, we'll have to grab him and hold him here till Murphy comes.
How?
Well, listen, when I give the word, we go for him, okay?
Okay.
Right.
What word?
Yeah. Oh, forget it. I'll nod.
Well, Mr. Edwards and Mr. Kowalski, it's been a great pleasure.
Oh, same here, Cedric, and I hope we meet again soon, huh? Okay, now, Red.
I got it. Okay,
we got him. Ah, now, Mr. Clever Cedric, or whoever you are, you can stay right there where you are.
Now, what is this stuff, Edward? What are you trying to do to Cedric?
Saving you from being murdered, that's what.
Well, what have we here?
Okay, Pat, here you are. He's all yours.
I got him, Pat.
I got him. Right. Well, now, let's have a peep at your left uncle, shall we?
What's the matter?
Well, no. It seems there's been a little mistake here. I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Campbell.
Arrest these two maniacs.
Who's he talking about, Chuck?
Well, now, you two are in real trouble this time. This is Mr. Campbell of Campbell's Corned Beef Castle. He's no more killer than I am.
Yeah, you see, we thought...
Save it, Red. We backed the wrong horse this time.
I'll say you have. I'll see you both in jail for this. And as for this whole evening, I'd rather spend a night in a lunatic asylum. Let me out of here!
Well, no, Mr. Campbell, don't take on so. After all, nobody's perfect.
Oh, boy, guys and dolls. As Murphy would say, well, now, we really put our foot in it that time. Did we have some explaining to do? Ah, yeah, but in the end, this guy, Cedric Campbell, he decides to drop charges against Red and me. As a matter of fact, afterwards he comes up to us and he thanks us for saving him from getting too involved with Myrtle's mother. He is so grateful. Hey, who wouldn't be anyway? Yeah, he's so grateful that he gives us each a complimentary pass to eat in his restaurant free for a month. Campbell's Corned Beef Castle. So Red and me might have lost Myrtle's mother a husband, but we found us a new eats joint. And I can tell you, it beats Jaime's Hamburger Hall and Pete's Pizza Palace. Michael's mother. No, she don't speak to me now. Not that she ever did speak to me, only now. It's official. I merely asked for it in writing. When Michael knew that our intentions was honorable, she calmed down and she saw the whole thing our way. So everything's okay again.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.